Before the break, I gave you guys an opportunity to think about your most underrated player. And as we talked about it at the commercial break, it's hard not to pick somebody we interacted with. I mean, I love the guys from the 70s. I love the guys from the 80s. But when you didn't go through the blood and the sweat and the training camps with them, it's hard for us to look in there and kind of choose one of those guys. So we'll narrow it down to somebody who you interacted with, played with, had firsthand knowledge of that situation. And why don't we start with the offensive side, the smarter side of the ball. Let's start with O.J.
Please,
McCuffey.
Get out of here.
You know it, Sam.
I got to backpedal, turn, run, stop, then make an interception. All you got to do is run, stop, turn around.
He just said the smarter side. Yeah. Look at all of you. We make our job easy. Keep it easy, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid.
Very.
You know what I mean? We make it real easy. You guys decide to do all that. That's not very smart on your part.
Defense win championships.
Not very smart. I mean, you know,
how many touchdowns they scored? There was a lot of points scored in this past Super Bowl.
Well, you go back and you look at the Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
Don't go back that far.
I'm just saying.
Want to go back to the Ice Bowl?
It don't matter.
Yankee Stadium when they played it?
I just gave you a
– But back to the situation at hand.
Yeah.
Your most underrated player, who comes to mind for you, O.J. McDuffie?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, man. My most underrated player is going to be Rondé Gaston. Big O. I'm going to tell you why. Big O was a guy that went through the ring, man. He did it all. He went, he went arena. He went overseas. He came here. You imagine playing 12 months of football? Mm. That's what Big O did, without getting that break that some of these guys get. But the thing I liked about Big O is he's our bailout guy, Sam. And no matter what, when our slow receiving crew couldn't get open, you could throw it to Big O at any time and he'll convert something, man, make a spectacular catch, get us a first down. He'll drag a couple guys. He'll fly from the 5-yard line to get us a touchdown, man. And at the end of his career, kind of got banged up. But the fact that the way he persevered and what he went through to get to the point he was, he became that guy that, when Danny couldn't find me at times, Big O was that guy. And he made some big, big plays, big, big catches. I remember the catches in Indianapolis. I remember a couple plays against the Raiders. He had so many big plays, but at the same time, though, he was always a second guy. And I think that he made my job a lot easier. So that's why I think he was underrated, because he should have gotten a lot more accolades than he got.
That's really a cool name, and the things in practice that the challenges.
I think that's the biggest thing in practice. Some of the catches he made in practice.
It was unbelievable. I remember the first day he got here, and when we were going, we were backed up. We was coming into the end zone right there where the stands are. You don't know who this guy is. And he's like, oh, go in. All of a sudden, he's jumping high up, one hand, 2 feet in the back. And I'm like, okay, I know what I got to do to you next time, big fella, but you got me.
When you say, I think Aronde is a great choice. I didn't play that much with Aronde, but I saw him and some of the catches he made, especially as a big, not necessarily a fast wide receiver, he made a big impact on this team and this franchise. What makes him underrated? Do you think he should have been a Pro Bowl type player, or was it just the fact that he just wasn't appreciated for the skill set he brought to the
team? He didn't really put up Pro Bowl numbers. I mean, if the most yards he had in the season was 803 and the most receptions was 56, and but he averaged, on the average his first 4 years, he averaged seven touchdowns a game. A year, and that's impressive. I think I averaged maybe three or four a year. So just the fact that he was able to get in the end zone, a big red zone target, which is what we struggle now as a Dolphin team, is in that red zone. If we had Big O in that red zone, he was deadly. He could run the fade route. He'd run that skinny post. He'll take the hit down the middle. He'd go across the middle. He did it all when we needed it, man. He threw, and Danny at times had to throw Big O in some tough situations. And Big O would go up, make catches, take the hits, So I think, if we had a guy like that, big and tough like that, that's where the red zone comes in. And Big O was a great red zone receiver for us.
Good choice. I'm going to settle. Aronde is definitely on the list. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball, and I'm sure it'll probably
nightmare.
Be a defensive player
nightmare.
That you select over there, Mr. Madison.
Nightmare.
Who would be on your list?
Well, he's a nightmare for you and any other guard that had to cover him, as well as center. I'm going with the one that was selected in 1994, Tim Bowens. You hear Thomas always talk about him all the time. Listen, it was a guy, he was in the middle from 94 to 02. He only missed two football games. And when you're talking about in the trenches, taking on a double team in a 4-3 defense, that was a lot of pressure. But yet and still, he still was able to create and control the line of scrimmage and allow the defensive the linebackers to be able to flow down here. You talk about Zach, and we've seen Zach. The one play that I really, really remember, and it's always one of those staple, highlights, is we were playing, I think, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Jerome Bettis, he run a the ball off to their right, to our left, and it's just one-on-one, and they meet right at the line of scrimmage, and Zach just stalemates him. But you have to look at Tim Boyne. Mm-hmm. First of all, he has two guys, and then all of a sudden he sheds those guys and make that ball bounce, and Zach comes downhill. And that's what he did every single week. He demanded a double team, and if he didn't, he was going to mess up your whole entire play. So running the quarter system where mm-hmm. people – and you can go and you can hear Drew Bledsoe. I'm glad you talked about him early. He was like, you know what they're going to play. You just got to go out there and execute against it. But, you know, when we execute the way that we can throughout the course of a football game and being able to keep guys on the football, it was hard for teams to move the football. And when they did try to make a big play, we was able to come up with it and turn the ball over to the offense. So Tim Boyne is one of those guys that was in the trenches, only made two Pro Bowls, should have made more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he just was always overlooked because he never gave the praise to himself. He just went out there and just played football.
That's kind of like our guys now, you know. And, you know, yep. Timbo was Defensive Rookie of the Year that year, too. And he's one of those guys that also makes guys next to him better. I think he made Darryl Gardner lot better as well. And Darryl Gardner was one of the most athletic, big guys, strong as you want to get. But when he saw how Tim Bowens worked, I think that helped him out as well. And that's why guys like that, that's why that defense is so good. It started with those two big fellas right there. It gave Zach a lot of freedom, gave JT a lot of freedom, also gave Sam and Pat a lot of freedom, you know.
Because
if you got guys like that that are doing a job for your linebackers, Sam them go out there and beat up on the wide receivers, man, that made that defense was special because of those two guys right there, especially because of Tim Bowens.
Good choices. Before I get to mine, I want to get out to the text. We got two great choices that you okay. know very well, Sam. One from the 773 and one from the 305. How about Trace Armstrong?
Oh, yeah.
And his partner on the other side, Olawande Ogunleye.
Mm-hmm.
Two good choices on defensive end. Now, again, how underrated. They both were Pro Bowl players.
Right.
Trace is very known to the league. Obviously, he was a former NFLPA president, so I think he was well-respected, but maybe not did get the due former first-round pick from the University of Florida, played for the Bears for all those years, and made a huge impact down
and
here.
And is that part of it, though, Keith? Like, how long were they here? Like, I mean, I think time as yeah. well gives you, like, underrated. I think you'd have to be – you can't be here 1 year or a couple years and then call them underrated. It's kind of a tough deal right there.
It is. It depends. Like, my God, I went outside the box. I mean, I had a list of guys. I had Tim Ruddy, center, played here 11
right.
years,
mm-hmm.
won Pro Bowl. Definitely considered underrated. Tim Bowens, guy I practiced against. You mentioned him. Great guy. I had a guy, Bernie Parmer. We all love Bernie,
right.
what he brought to this team. You know, UPS box delivery guy.
Put
worked
him at
his
running
way
back,
up, especially
slot.
And then almost
team.
A 1,000-yard rusher right. for the Dolphins. But I kind of tried to go outside the box. And it goes to your point, OJ, about how many years do they need to be on? He only played for the Dolphins for 3 years, but it was important to me because it was my first 3 years in the Miami Dolphins in a position that doesn't get a lot of glory. Started 49 straight games for the Miami Dolphins, or 45, excuse me, had 49 carries for a blistering 131
nice,
yards.
Nice.
2.7 yard average.
I'm all first downs, I bet.
Fullback Tony Page.
Yeah.
To see him, and I will forever remember the image playing in Soldier Field on an ice field of him and Singletary going play after play, fullback, middle linebacker, and pow. And it was like half the time they both fell over. It was just unbelievable. So that's the guy that I would definitely go for. And we'll talk more about this.
You're saying that because he's just a sixth lineman. He's a Tony Page, a fullback back then, was just another lineman. That's
another
why
lineman.
He's saying that.
Right.
That's why he's saying that.